The Oakland Raider select Stefan Wisniewski, center, Penn State. Go Raiders.
All right, go Raiders. Thank you very much for that, Willie Brown. And with that, the 2011 season is officially underway, especially on my show today. I'm Rick Tittle. Welcome back to Sports Byline. The number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY. We're very happy to be joined in studio once again by football's fabulous females, Anna Buxton. Welcome back for your third time.
Well, thank you for having me back, Rick.
And the newest Raider at Bianca LaRussa. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Rick. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, let's start off with the draft, Anna. We have Wisniewski. We have two Wisniewskis in the building now. We have his uncle. Steve is back as an assistant line coach. And we have Stefan. Did you watch the draft with the bated breath?
Just like everybody else.
Yeah. And Bianca, now your first time as a Raiderette, and congratulations, by
Thank
the way,
you.
Making it. Was the draft something that you had your eye on as well?
I did.
Yeah. I went to the Raider draft party, by the way, at Everton Jones.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah. Saw the lovely Alicia, who had been in here.
Yeah.
And this was the thing, because when Hugh Jackson came in a week before the draft, they had a little press conference at the headquarters, and I saw Jeanette Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just want to know if Anna made it. And she said, of course.
Anna made it.
Not a doubt.
Yeah. She said, I had no doubts either, but she said, of course Anna made it.
All your favorites are back.
Yeah. Well, then I said, Catherine Hagedis, my fellow St. Mary's alum, or as we call her, Kiki.
She wanted me to tell you hello.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. She made it back. And then I asked about Alicia as well. So so my favorites are back as well. Now, Bianca, when you try out, and we've gone over this before with Anna, it can be a daunting thing, because you walk into a room, there are hundreds of beautiful, talented women who are great dancers. It can be intimidating no matter how confident you are, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I tried to think of it as just to take it as something that was fun and to focus on the fun element. I started kind of getting in my own head in the initial parts of like the preliminary auditions, and I saw that as kind of my own enemy. So I didn't want to do that too much. So I kind of wanted to focus on the fun elements of it. And then I used to dance a lot when I was younger and perform. And that was kind of what I missed and one of the reasons why I wanted to be a Raiderette in the first place. So when it came to the dance part of the audition, I just thought, think of this as like your first performance in all these years. So I was like, all right, well, if I focus on the performance, then this is just like performing for the judges instead of, you know, this audition and they're going to be judging you and they're going to be analyzing everything. So when I thought of it as fun and a performance, it kind of took the scary element out.
And
of it.
She definitely stood out in the crowd. I noticed you, Bianca. She stood out. She's awesome.
Yeah,
so I hope for good reason.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, that's a great attitude to have, and obviously it worked. All right, as I said, if you'd like to talk to the Raiderettes, we have many Raider fans out there would like to. Let's start off in Oakland with Big Dave. How you doing, Big Dave?
Doing great, man. I mean, fired up about the Sharks last night, and you know, yeah, we haven't talked too much draft. I think we did pretty good for not having a first-round pick, don't you, Rick?
Yes. By the way, you're on with Anna and Bianca Raiderettes if you have a question for them.
Well, I don't know how many questions I could ask on the radio without blushing, but are you guys doing the calendar release party again?
We will be. We're about to shoot the calendar in the next couple weeks, so we're getting ready for that. And then